Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is a show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, here with my buddy, my pal, my compatriot, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Seriously, every time. That's awesome. At least you're consistent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so
I'm funny. That's what people say when they listen to the show. I'm the funny one.
Okay, then. I guess moving right along.
Truthfully, no one's probably ever said that. But this is episode 17. How cool is that? And I find it funny that on the same weekend we're releasing 17, you're releasing on your other show. People may not realize that actually you have a little side project apart from Get Options. This is your main thing, obviously, on the side. You've got another show called Kitchen Sink, and you're releasing episode 170 this weekend.
Yeah, there's a correlation there, right? Somehow, some capacity. I'm not sure what, where. Yes, I am. I've just recorded yesterday, and it'll come out the same day as this show comes out, my episode 170. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, every week for 170 weeks, I put out a show.
It's pretty amazing.
Even when people cancel interviews.
Yeah.
I still put out a show. Can you say the same? About your other side project?
I do have another show, and we're at like episode 140, I think. And sometimes I manage to put together a show when a guest cancels an interview, but my show is 100% interviews,
right.
So sometimes it's a little more difficult to throw something together.
Yeah, so I have a list of running topics that I want to talk about. I like the interview shows every, 4 to 6 weeks. I find them...
You haven't done one in a while.
Interview? I think the last interview I did... Let me look at my board behind me. Hold on a second here. Not on the board behind me. I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure who
I... It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably one of your event ones.
Or Carrie Deals, maybe? I don't know. No, it can be Carrie Deals. I'm looking right now, just so you know. So if you want to say something to the audience there.
Hi, audience. I love you. Let's be friends.
Nice. Well played. Nice. Tim Streifler from, episode 163 was back at... met him. We recorded that in... Adam Warner's room at Pressnomics.
All right.
That's what it was. Yeah. So it's been 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Good story.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
He's a great guy. He really is. Super smart, wicked sure. smart, and young. I hate that. I hate the smarter, younger people than me. I don't say hate. Hate's a strong word. I'm just not a real big fan.
Not a big fan.
So, hey, moving the show right along here. What is what's new in your world?
Oh, man. I'm getting an echo. It's been a pretty fun couple weeks. Weather up here is great, and so my wife and I are doing some awesome outside projects. The other day, I went out to the beautiful city of Ann Arbor, hung out with some old friends, some WordPress friends there. I got interviewed on the Step 3 podcast, hosted by Ian Wilson, the co-founder of the Build Create agency based in Ann Arbor. It's one of my favorite podcasts. He started it just about the same time we started ours, so we both listened to each other's shows, And we had a great conversation just about moving on, making changes in one's career. I told my story about how I left the agency that I founded 5 years ago and got a job working for a software company. And we had a really good conversation. And then we sang a duet at the end.
Wow. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes?
Yeah, totally do it. The episode came out maybe 2 days ago.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Nice. What's up with you?
Weather's been relatively nice here as well. Actually, it's a little cool yesterday, today, but, nice enough, I guess. I was also on another podcast. I was interviewed a couple weeks back, and that came out this past Wednesday, so I guess a couple weeks after it was recorded. Also very cool. It was getting... The gentleman wanted to know my origin story in WordPress and my take on things and running a small business and being an entrepreneur. Kind of nice. It's weird to be on that side of the microphone, from my perspective. But it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
And I booked my flight and my hotel to WordCamp Kent.
Woohoo!
You're going to be there?
I'm thinking about showing up. I mean, we got a hotel booked.
Nice. Hey, should we tell the audience what we're doing? Like what our talk?
Oh, totally. This is an extremely opportune time
to
share the news.
Yes. So the news is what? Do you want to share or should I share?
Why don't you give the scoop? I'll give you this one.
Should I do it to some jazz or just no? I'll just go. So here's what we're doing. We are going to record this show live in a room. Like literally, that's our talk. We're gonna take your questions if you want to call them in on Facebook Live somehow or text them to me. Or a hangout, Skype, whatever we're going to do. I'm not sure how we're going to do the video aspect of it, if video. But we're going to be there live with questions to be answered live on the spot. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be like a live studio audience for Get Options Podcast. And we would love to have your questions for that show. And we would love to have you participate in it in some capacity. So you have, what, a month? Where it start, when is the 25th, 26th of June? Is that right? 23rd, 24th, something like
yeah,
that. 24th,
yeah,
25th.
That's right.
Yeah, so... that's what we're doing in WordCamp Kent, which was formerly known as WordCamp Northeast Ohio, just not to confuse people. It was NEO, now it's Kent, and I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. So
we did a collaboration talk there last year.
We did.
And it was a lot of fun.
It was. Actually, that was one of my most favorite talks when we did the debate between freelance and employment in a political style debate. It's actually on WordPress TV, does well for analytics. Check it out. I can put a link in the show notes there too if we want.
You totally should. That was a lot of fun. We got some good feedback from that. Some people who have consistently watched our collaboration talks said that was our high point.
Right. That was one of the WordPress battles that we did. So,
right.
All right. What else? News and updates. What's on the news docket this week?
You know, today is kind of special. We talk a lot about WordPress on this show, and today, WordPress turns 14 years old.
Wow. Happy birthday, Isn't WordPress.
That crazy?
That is crazy. Hey.
You know what that means? WordPress was created in 2003.
Right.
What were you doing in 2003?
I don't know. Let's go back and listen to what we were talking about back then.
Hey there.
Hey. Welcome
I'm
to...
I'm Kyle.
Hey, I'm Adam.
I'm 16.
I'm 32?
I just got my first job milking cows at a dairy farm.
Wow, I have a 2-year-old and my son is now 5 months old. And I'm not getting much sleep. There's a lot of diapers being changed. Body training as well.
Gnarly.
Yeah. Also, I just got certified in Adobe Dreamweaver for the fourth time.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Computers are really just for Half-Life and gaming.
Oh, I'm also playing a lot of PlayStation SOCOM. I love SOCOM lately with my friends at night, late at night. And when our DSL works, it's awesome.
DSL. That's pretty cool. I still don't have internet access.
Wow. Yeah.
I live on a farm.
I live in Torrance. All right. Well,
I don't know where that is.
It's on the West Coast. The Pacific
That's
Ocean.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, my dad just got called up in the military, and he's overseas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's well. Bless
so
him.
I'm thank the you, oldest thank, guy in the house.
Thank
and
him
I'm a
for his
slacker.
Service. Yeah. Thank him for his service. You know. God bless.
All right.
So.
Yeah. Well, things are great in 2003.
I wonder what the next 14 years will hold, and I'm sure greatness. I'm sure one day I'll meet Kyle Maurer.
I look forward to that. Wow, that was fun.
That was interesting. We sound really, really familial and familiar to us. Like as if your voice hasn't changed a bit from 16 to whatever you are now.
I might have been 15, actually. Wow. I don't know. Maybe that I got that wrong.
14 years.
Yeah. A lot has happened in those 14 years.
Yeah, it really has. So, okay, what else is in the news? Oh, WordPress 4.8 release candidate is out. So it's an RC release, and that's not remote control. It's release candidate. It's still due for June 8th, dropping on June 8th. I think it's a Thursday. And you know, of course, the request from WordPress from the foundation and not foundation from the project is to test it. If you write a premium plugin or theme, it needs to be tested. Hey, speaking of that. Is EDD and Pippin's plugins, are they you guys testing stuff against it? Because that's a big deal for you at this point.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty important. So that is something that I'm sure those guys are doing. not me so much.
Wow, okay. So it's being done from your perspective, yeah. Did you do it at all with your old plugins too?
That would be a very wise and responsible thing to do. Yes. Hmm. You're very smart.
Yeah.
That is what one should do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it with Betterify. As I just I bought that plugin from the Slacker. So, you know, I might fork that plugin and call it, you know, Betterify. I don't know. That's terrible. All right. They all can't be gems, people. All right. So what else?
Just fork away.
Yeah. What else is in? I think that's it in the news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty light week. Okay. So, hey, Kyle, what are you wearing? What are you drinking in the WordPress space?
Hey, cool. So today I'm wearing a t-shirt. It's a nice, lovely shade of blue from Pagely. And I'm wearing my WordPress slippers. And I am wearing a Green Day hat.
Wow. That's not WordPress. That doesn't help me.
I'm drinking coffee from a Costa Rica mug that says Pura Vida, which we got when we were together in Costa Rica last summer.
Discussing our talk. Which talk were we working on? Honestly, we were there discussing one of our camp talks. Was it the... I think it was
the superhero one.
Yeah. That's definitely because we have that. Yeah, that's I remember. Okay, cool. Right. So that qualifies. I am drinking like the bottom of a coffee, of an old 2 hour old coffee, and honestly, I do have one thing. I'm wearing a GitHub updater hat again. Otherwise, I have nothing else going on. I mean, I'm wearing clothes. Don't get me wrong, people, but no shirt today at the moment. I mean, no WordPress shirt. It's just
okay.
So anyway, that's it. So I guess that's it on what we're wearing, what we're drinking. Yeah, I need to get some better drink going on here. It's so early for me in a sense. It's like I could use a Bloody Mary, but you know, it's yeah.
Someday maybe we'll both live in the same time zone, and this will be easier.
Wow, is that even a viable option? See what I did there? I said option. Yeah, so maybe
one.
So you're gonna move out west? Are you ever gonna leave Michigan?
That's right. I can't predict the future. I don't know what's gonna happen in the next 14 years. Anything really could happen.
True.
But I don't see me leaving this beautiful state.
Okay.
Anytime soon.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Well, on that note, hey Kyle, guess what time it is?
What is it, Adam?
Well, it's questions time. That's right, people. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. You ready for it, Kyle?
I am so ready.
Nice. All right, here we go. Let that music kind of play out here for a second. That's good enough. All right, so you get to ask the first question. I'm excited.
I do?
You do.
All right. So this question was asked by
Peter.
I don't know.
Peter.
Thank you. Peter asked this question, and he asked, how should one prepare for the, in quotes, if I am hit by a bus situation, i.e. handling client info in case of my premature demise,
right,
et cetera.
It's a great question, and it's something I try not to think about. I don't want Peter to be demised. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if your last name was Demise? Like, that'd be just terrible. Bob Demise. Yeah. Man, you're just going down, right? Anyway, well, Peter, first and foremost, one of my options would be never leave your house, apartment, or condo. Boom. You won't get hit by a bus in that case. And the odds of a bus hitting you inside of your residence, slim to none. You know, if you never leave, you'll be much safer. The other option I have a few here. The other option would be is to clone yourself. You know, I am a huge fan of WP clone, but there is an HP clone these days standing for human person clone. You keep them, you know, you might need to get a cryogenic device, a fridge, freezer kind of thing to keep that person ready.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, so you might do that. And then I have a few other options, but if you want to maybe chime in here, by all means.
Well, those are good.
Thank you.
I really like it. Man, I never would even thought of cloning. I just watched that movie, The Prestige, the other day. I
haven't seen it.
Well, I shouldn't. That gives away spoilers. such a good movie.
Thanks. So.
Dang it.
Saved me 2.5 hours. Thank you.
No, it's a funny. It's a good movie. Christopher Nolan makes good movies. Yeah. I think that you are very wise in recommending staying home. But if you must leave, consider looking both ways before crossing the street.
Nice.
It's a good tip. Write it down. And also try wearing protective headgear at all times.
Okay. Like you do.
Right. Yes. No matter where you go, keep yourself safe. If you were to get hit by a bus, maybe you could remain at least coherent long enough to pass on necessary passwords and security codes, which might be difficult if you have sustained brain damage.
Do you think that's really on the top of someone's mind as they got hit, clipped by a bus or hit, and then all of a sudden, oh, quick, someone write down this password, 442Z, lowercase t, x, y, you know, I mean, it's just 32 characters long.
Dash spelled out.
I just find that really, it's an option, yes. I don't know if it's the best option.
Well, yeah, this isn't the Get the Best Options podcast.
Or the Get the Best Options answer.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So
what else you got?
Oh, I have the other one is make sure the client is in the ownership of what I call the Red Book. Thinking war games, have it be if you know something is imminent, they go and they Bravo 2-2, and they break the book open and they have to confirm the numbers with two other people, and then they finally get the actual launch codes, something to that effect. But you want to make that Red Book yellow. Because I think it makes it better. Okay. It makes much more sense. It's like the black boxes from airplanes. They're red or orange, right? And it's the black box. It's not black. I'm always confused on that. So This book should document, it should have all the logins and passwords. I mean, and actually, I'm serious that it's good to have something in a tangible format printed out. But of course, that's a security risk. So there's that balance. So what I actually suggest is lastly, is you set up a WordPress help plugin on the site. With some info that would be important that somebody would have access to, at least contact. So here's the workflow that I would do. Let's say I have a client and my demise is too soon. I would make sure that somebody else in my circle, let's say you, I trust you with a backup copy of that client's pertinent information. In the WP help plugin, I might reference you, please contact Kyle Maurer for, you know, in case of emergency.
There you go.
That would be the actual option I would maybe, I think I'm going to go with, because it's an important thing. You know, clients need to be in ownership of their own logins and passwords. But sometimes what if they're, so there needs to be that whole, you know, redundancy system. So.
Yeah. Cool. Pretty wise. And I like that recommendation.
Thanks. Thank you.
This made me think of a couple things. One is that I'm absolutely loving this trend of online service providers offering logins for each user with different permissions instead of shared logins. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just going to say it. Shared logins are absolute bullcrap and need to die.
Wow.
I look forward to a day when all of us sign into services with our own identity only, never use someone else's login or some ambiguous shared account like admin. Those are stupid. Those need to go away forever. So I recommend...
Wait, Kyle, tell me how you feel, how you really feel. Don't hold back. What's your recommendation?
You're right. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Shared logins are stupid.
Right.
Don't use services that enforce shared logins. There's a lot of forward-thinking, innovative companies right now who are adopting, getting with the times, this separate logins for every user with different permissions for each account. Some web hosts, even like GoDaddy and WP Engine, allow this, and it's beautiful. Everyone needs to get with the times here.
Right.
So migrate to services which allow for separate logins. A client has one, you have a different one. Mm-hmm. Everyone has access to what they need. WordPress has this built in. Other services should too. So think about that. And then the other thing is that I recommend that everyone stop thinking about this sort of situation as like I got to do this once and be prepared. Less thinking of it that way and more thinking of it as a habit, an ongoing, permanent practice.
Right.
Throw up red flags and sirens whenever you feel as though you are the primary contact for something critical to someone else's business. Anything like that is quite dangerous, and you should always be aware of domains, hosting, payment services like PayPal, social media accounts, mm-hmm. if anything like that, somehow you're afraid that a client, it's critical to their business and they don't maybe have access in some way, like just throw up sirens.
Right. Passwords are a big deal in general anyways, having good strong passwords, but then obviously who knows who has access is the other level of things. And there are ways to do that. I mean, there's another service. I mean, I think 1Password, not a sponsor of the show, but we'd love to have them. They do 1Password for Teams, you know, so that's something to think about as well. So, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I hope that answers your question, Peter. Thanks for sending that in. And I'm going to ask you the second question here. This is sent in by Ross. I want to make lots of money in my sleep, but I don't want to have to work hard to do so. How do I do it?
Okay. This is a great topic. I mean, I've heard some other people express this same desire before. It's a fun idea. Make money while you sleep. So I don't think Ross is asking to just about making money while sleeping, because you know doctors and firefighters do that when they work those 24-hour shifts and stuff like that. I don't think Ross wants to become a firefighter, but if you do, go for it. That's great. And you will maybe make some money while sleeping. But the problem is you're making more money while you're awake than while you're asleep. So the quick fix for this, look at when the majority of your sales are coming in. Then move to a time zone where those sales will be at night.
Oh.
And you will be asleep while making money. Problem solved.
Mic drop. Okay, so I have, hey Ross, okay, this is great. Been there, done that is my answer. And as far as the idea, I would love the same. I want to make money while I sleep. And during the day, I want 24/7 cycle, in theory. Sure, who doesn't? But it depends on the time frame of the question. So if it's something that you have to, you know, if you have a few years to work on, it'll make it easier. If it's something you want to do, let's say in 72 hours or less, it's harder. Like, is there an urgency to making money right now, like overnight, because of a bad habit? You know, if you have some type of bad habit, but starting with a short turnaround requirement, let's say you need something right away, like you need money in the next 72 hours, hire someone to rob a bank, convenience store, or a retirement community. And depending on that investment to hire them will determine what they may be best suited for. If they are fast runners, you know, and they don't like guns, then the retirement community is their key, right? If they, you know, drive during the nights and like to hang out at certain places, then a convenience store might be best, just lower overall, you know, visibility. And if they have some skills, then the bank makes the most sense, right? So once hired, you go to bed, boom, you're making money while you sleep.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. So
that's a pretty good model, actually.
I thought so, you know.
Yeah.
And then I have another one as well. So on the issue of time being on your side, you know, then it's a matter of solving a problem and providing amazing value. Time being, let's say, years, right? You build a loyal following, eventually ask for and get the sale. You know, you just build that following, really. That turns, you eventually, all you need is 100 loyal fanatical fans that will pay you a recurring income. And my good buddy, Pat Flynn, I mean, but Pat and I are like this, actually. I've met him half a dozen times. He doesn't know who I am. But be warned, it takes time to build this, years of time. So you can do this on the side. If you have 3 to 6 years, you can make money while you sleep. Will you make it overnight? Not this way. No. So those are my two options. Those are my two options.
I mean, maybe if you take advantage of some exciting online business opportunities. I mean, I've been doing my research into how to make money while you sleep.
Right.
And, oh, man, there's some cool stuff that you can do. I don't know if you know this, man. But like the future, according to some articles that I read, paid directories with premium links, totally legitimate business. Those are awesome. Or mobile site builders or online courses teaching FBML. Yeah.
Okay.
That's really where it's at.
Yeah.
Have you ever used FBML?
I don't know what FBML even stands for. Forget about multilingual? What's that mean?
There's probably two people listening to the show who even remember FBML, but probably 6 or 8 years ago, Facebook created Facebook markup language.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wow. And it was deprecated not long after, and it's not a thing anymore.
Okay, good to know. So there you go. I think it's a matter of, you know, can you make it? Can you make money while you sleep? That whole mentality is, and the true answer here, the option is, it's about providing value, you know, and you know, taking time. There's no overnight success. It's the old what's the image that I keep seeing out there? Oh, the glacier image in the water, where you see a very little bit of it above water, and you see majority of the glacier underwater. That's what it takes. It takes work. You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it, no matter what industry you're in. It just takes time and work and persistence and consistency. So,
okay. Right. All yeah. Right. The people, somebody said, like, I was an overnight success and it only took 10 years or something
right.
like that. Yeah. I had some variation of that, that phrase. So your point is well made that, that nobody really does that. If they do, they're an anomaly, but You do have to divorce your time from your income to make this possible. But I would also note that beware of all the schemes online. There are more how to make money while you sleep or how to make money online schemes than there are like articles describing the top WordPress themes or something. Like the internet is just littered with this this stuff. Everybody out there who has discovered the secret and now they're sharing it with you. There's so much of that that's kind of overwhelming. But you know, when it comes down to it, products v services, expect a beat down coming to a WordCamp near you someday.
And
a couple dudes are gonna really crack this wide open.
Right. Okay. And the third and final question, is it my time? Oh, do you need to ask me?
Do I?
I think you do, yeah.
All right, the final question of the day. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
It comes from Mr. Paul Euler. And he asks, why is John Mayer with Dead & Company instead of Warren Haynes or Jimmy Herring?
So I have a very, very simple answer options, I think. I think it's one of three options here. He lost a bet, he won a bet, or he missed a phone call. That's it. It's one of those three options.
It is one of those three. I mean, how are we supposed to know? I mean, we're just a couple of dorks with a podcast.
Speak for yourself.
14 years ago, I didn't even know what a podcast was.
Yeah.
Ain't that fun?
Yeah.
I would say that John Mayer, you know, He apparently in 2011, he heard the Grateful Dead on Pandora and got really into it and later performed with Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, and Bill Kreutzmann and decided to start a group with them. It's a pretty simple story. I don't know what the confusion is, Paul. Maybe you believe that he would be better suited musically to be working with some of these other people, but this is just how cards fell, how fate took John on a ride and he ended up with another group. Just like I never could have predicted that I would be talking to some West Coast homeboy who is just a couple of years older than I and living in another world and another time zone. We'd be talking every week and giving people advice about stuff we don't know.
Right. All right. Well, I think that answers all the questions for this week. And it's time for somebody to read us out.
Somebody, yeah. Who's going to do that?
That's you.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, if you've been listening to this show, thank you. Thank you. That's very nice of you to tune in. I hope it was helpful. If you have other questions that we haven't answered yet and you are curious to gain wisdom from us, go ahead and send your questions our way. You can email them to us, questions@getoptionspodcast.com. You can go to our website and leave a voicemail. There's a SpeakPipe feature there. We'll play your recording on the site, or you can fill out our contact form on the site. You can listen to our old episodes too, getoptionspodcast.com, and view all the links that we've shared from everything that we mentioned. We're pretty thorough. And you can follow us individually online if you're interested. I am on Twitter at Mr. Kyle Maurer.
And I'm over on Twitter at Hey Adam Silver, as well as KitchenSinkWP.
Awesome.
All right. That's it.
Cool beans.
See you next week, people.